or insurance industry when we cover health care. Brought to you by listeners like you who are deeply committed to independent media. Listeners like you and maybe not like you, but who have the shared common dream that we can build independent media in this country and around the world. That's what you are a part of when you call. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. The book is called This Changes Everything. Naomi Klein is just out with it. Yes, she's the author who wrote No Logo. She's the author who wrote The Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism, and now she has written the book, This Changes Everything. Forget everything you thought you know about global warming. Read this book. We urge you to call 212-209-2950. Fill the phone lines. We only have a few minutes to go. $75, you get her book, This Changes Everything. $75, you get the interviews that Juan Gonzalez and I did with Naomi when she came into our studios in New York. And the folks who came for dinner and a show that day, oh my God, they were blown away. They got to hang out with Naomi and with Juan as well. Call in and with the team that makes Democracy Now! Happen every day. That brain trust of remarkable producers and videographers and camera people who are the Democracy Now! Family that you become a part of. We urge you to call right now, 212-209-2950. If you've appreciated our coverage from Ferguson, we ask you to call right now. We cannot do this work without you, only with you, only together. Your call makes it possible. We ask you to stand up. If you appreciate our coverage on Tuesday from San Antonio, Texas, as we broadcast there from not so far from the border, talking about the immigration detention centers and what's happening. Now, a 2,400-bed facility is being built for families. We ask you to call right now. We ask you to stand up for independent media. If you appreciated our broadcast from inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London as we interviewed Julian Assange on Independence Day weekend, or if you appreciated our reports from Berlin and Bonn, Germany, and what's coming up in Peru, the UN climate summit. Folks, it's up to you. We ask you to call right now and let us know that you're standing up for independent media. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. That's the lifeline, the mantra of WBAI. That keeps WBAI going. Maybe you want to get three copies of Naomi's book. What would that be? $225. And get one for a friend, get one for yourself, and get one to send to a library. Send a book to a library or send the whole pack. The $200 Naomi Klein collection, that is the book. This Changes Everything. It's the DVD of our two interviews with Naomi Klein, and it's the People's Climate March, the three-hour global special that we did on that day that 400,000 people gathered in New York just 2 weeks ago. Here's some of them. Hear why some of them traveled the planet to get to New York to make their statements heard. We urge you to call right now, 212-209-2950, or you can pledge online at Give. The number 2WBAI.org. That's give2WBAI.org. Whatever you can do, do it now. Your call counts. We need your support. I'm Amy Goodman. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Barbara Glickstein. Diana Mason and I co-host Health Styles. Here's my ask. Please become a BAI buddy. It's only 33 cents a day, and that math equals $10 a month, and you're going to be supporting your station. Why don't you become one of us? Become that activist global citizen making a difference in the world every day, and just for 33 cents. We've been around for quite a while here at WBAI, and we think this is an awesome new idea. So please join us and become a BAI buddy. Go to WBAI.org and sign up. And thank you.
Welcome to Sojourner Truth. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. Today, we continue our Black History Month coverage by premiering for the first time on any airwaves in these United States, the long-awaited brand new talk by Dr. Joy DeGruy. Dr. DeGruy is nationally and internationally known for developing the analysis of post-traumatic slave syndrome, a theory that describes the impact of slavery on us all. She covers the fundamental contradictions in the founding of the United States of America, the Native American and African Trail of Tears, what Thomas Jefferson actually said about black people, those who put forward the theory of eugenics, the views on slavery and race ranging from Aristotle to Shakespeare to Einstein, how the Irish and Welsh were treated in Europe, the oneness of all races. In a wide-ranging discussion covering topics from the days of slavery until today, Dr. Joy DeGruy is on fire. You will not want to miss this. Let us hear now from Dr. Joy DeGruy.
So now we'll talk about politics. Politics become a very important part of this, as you know. So the very first fear which arose at the idea of freeing enslaved Africans and others that were also enslaved was the fact that they were going to all get together and marry each other, have a bunch of children, build an army, and kill all the white people. That was the greatest fear, the fear of annihilation, right? But in spite of the fact that they wanted to make certain that the races could not mix, they instituted miscegenation laws, making it illegal for folk to get together. However, according to a mid-1800s census, there were over 600,000 mixed-race children born. In spite of the fact that there were miscegenation laws. That's a whole lot of people sneaking out back, you think? I'm just, you know. So, and do you think that was black men sneaking into white women's parlors? You think? No. Well, let's see. Who was sneaking? Well, there you go. Understand that the three-fifths compromise had to do with, now look at the way this is read, and again look how he's dressed. So he says, and this is part of the, was the Constitutional Convention when they were trying to figure out how to abolish everyone, you know, everybody voted to abolish slavery at that convention. Everybody agreed except one state, South Carolina. And that's why slavery continued to be legal under the Constitution, because South Carolina refused to become part if they were going to abolish slavery. So they tabled the discussion, but now they had to figure out how we're gonna count the slaves. Because you know, the more people residing in a state, the more people you can send to the House of Representatives and the more power that state has to wield. So of course, Southerners wanted to count the slaves. Well, Northerners trying to abolish it said, you can't do that. So the agreed upon solution was the three-fifths compromise. Instead of each individual enslaved African being counted as a person, three-fifths of the entire population was counted. So now let's look at how he says it, though. You see, it's amazing. You look at how he's dressed up, and it rolls off the tongue. So you're not even talking about a human being. Blacks are inhabitants, but is debased by servitude below the equal level of free inhabitants, which regards the slave as divested of two-fifths of the man. The hell is that? You don't even know that you're talking about people here. But with one wave of the pen, we were dehumanized.
Joy DeGruy. Dr. Joy DeGruy spoke at Holman United Methodist Church at an event organized by the Sojourner Truth team for KPFK. There was a standing room only crowd in the large sanctuary of Holman. And as a favor to our show, it was kindly and beautifully filmed by the team of award-winning filmmaker Nick Broomfield. The resulting DVD is spectacular. We live in a global world. We're all interrelated, so on Sojourner Truth, we work to bring directly to you news and views on local, national, and international policies and stories that affect us all. And we draw out how those of us most impacted, women, communities of color, and other communities are responding. We also discuss the interrelationship between art and politics. Dr. Joy DeGruy hails out of South Los Angeles. She's a world-renowned researcher, author, and educator. She holds a Bachelor of Science degree, a master's degree, and a psychology degree, as well as a PhD. Dr. Joy DeGruy has over 20 years of social work experience. She has worked with numerous academic institutions, including Portland State University, international faculty member for London's Department of Health, also at Harvard, Yale, Oxford Universities, Morehouse, Fisk, and others. Dr. DeGruy specializes in the areas of mental health and ecological resistance, distance, holding workshops across the country on race relations, culture, and social issues. Now, we here at Sojourn Truth organized an event at Holman United Methodist Church in Los Angeles for Dr. Joy DeGruy. It was held in the sanctuary. There was a standing room only. I think there were close to 900 people packed in there to see Dr. Joy DeGruy, and she was on fire. She introduced a brand new material that she had never talked about before, and she went on for a little over 2 hours in her talk, and then after that, another long period of time in the Q&A section. And we are honored that it was beautifully filmed by the team of award-winning filmmaker Nick Broomfield, including Mark Hofflin. So the resulting DVD is spectacular. We're preparing it for the first time on any airwaves here today. We're offering up the DVD, beautifully filmed DVD, the pledge level, because this is our winter fund drive here. It is Black History Month, so I'm offering Black History material. The pledge level is $150, and you get to take home this DVD two-hour talk by Dr. Joy DeGruy. There's also a CD, a two-CD set for those of you who pledge at the $60 level, but those of you who pledge at the $200 level, you will get both the two-hour DVD as well as the two-CD set. We're also offering up today the book, Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome. The pledge level is $100, and we're offering up the Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome Study Guide. It's a book. The pledge level for that is $75. Now, for a dollar a day, you'll get everything. You'll get all of the Joy DeGruy material. So quickly to sum up, because I want to get to a clip. The material is so rich. For those of you who get the dollar a day pack, and we have a goal of $3,000, so I'll need 8 people getting the dollar a day pack. You're going to be getting 2 DVDs, 2 CDs, 2 books. I'll need 8 of you getting the dollar a day pack to meet our goal for this hour. I quickly now want to go to a clip of Dr. Joy DeGruy. She's on fire. I want her to do most of the talking today. That means that I'm going to need you to keep calling rather than me spending the time encouraging you to call 212-209-2950. In this clip, Dr. Joy DeGruy questions this concept of a post-racial America. She describes what she means by subtle contempt, cognitive dissonance, and how people enter the discussion on race on many different levels. Let's go to that clip right now.
So then you have, this kind of post-racial America, because, you know, got a post-racial America now, and that whole notion of why do we want to constantly shut it down? And see, as a social scientist, that became the most, I'm going, what is it about this that creates such a visceral response? Because even black people start checking an audience for the white people to see if they're okay. Right? Is she upsetting the white people here? You know, it's like, this becomes, again, a symptom of a broader problem as to why can't we look at this. So I started to kind of get a glimmer of what I consider the reason. Because you see, when I uncover this and look at me, I inevitably uncover other folks. And that's where the visceral response is. Because when I pull the covers back on me, I'm pulling the covers back on a whole lot of other folks. So the first thing I noticed about it was, again, this feeling, which my daughter, you know, in her work, she calls it a subtle contempt. It's a subtle contempt, and I'm going to speak to that later on. But in this subtle contempt, there is this feeling that overcomes people when we start talking about the experience of African-American folks, Africans throughout the diaspora, in fact. And so then you get another kind of response. You get the apologist said, well, you know, first of all, slavery is not a new institution. You people enslaved each other, and, you know, slavery has existed, and so what's the big deal? Again, you see, and this is a visceral response, but that's okay, because we have to understand that American chattel slavery differed from all the forms of slavery that preceded it. It differed in fundamental ways. First, the manner in which a person became enslaved, the length of servitude, the treatment of those that were enslaved, but most importantly, how they were viewed as human beings. Before the European slave trade began, most people who became enslaved became so as a result of war. Two societies, you know, were at war. The winners would enslave the losers. But Europeans systematically turned the capturing, shipping, and selling of other human beings into a business. A business that would generate economy, founding the backbone of an entire economy. That's, well, different. So when we start looking at this and we hear this, we have to begin to deal with all of the concerns. And those concerns are what I call cognitive dissonance. And cognitive dissonance, for those who don't know, is exactly what it sounds like, thinking discord. It occurs when you are holding contradictory ideas simultaneously. Human beings don't do well with that, hence lie detector tests. Lie detector tests assume that there's going to be a part of your, however minute, a part of you that is going to be reflective in on a machine because you lie. So there's a cognitive dissonance that occurs when we begin to talk about the issue of race. It's the elephant in the room. When we start talking about the whole idea of racism, okay, when we start talking about racism, generally speaking, there's a problem when you have a room like this. And the problem is, everybody entered this room at a different level of this conversation. People of color entered the room at the 600 level because they live in the skin, right? And then you have folks, you know, that that are basically going, that was an interesting, I heard this somewhere, and this is an interesting topic, but don't you think, aren't things better now? I mean, you have a black president and all. Are you sure? Right? So we have that person. I'm not mad at them. That's just 101. And then the problem is they might be sitting next to someone that, well, wants reparations. You see? So that's the problem. And it's my responsibility to keep everybody safe in the room as well. So here's the thing. When we begin to have this conversation, we assume everybody understands, and they don't. I don't teach race relations 101. I don't do diversity training. None of that do I do, because it doesn't result in anything. It doesn't result in change, you see. So I don't do that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with race relations 101. I just don't have time for it. Right. So when we begin to have this conversation, there's an assumption. Those of you, all I would ask is that you stay in the room. Stay in the room. It's going to be all right. Okay. So when we look at this idea of this is actually a statement from Einstein, and I'm not going to read it, but Einstein believed in the fundamental connectedness of all things.
The fundamental connectedness of all things. Dr. Joy DeGruy of post-traumatic slave syndrome. Fame on fire. Brand new material available to you during this our winter fund drive. The number to call is 212-209-2950. We're offering up an amazing dollar a day pack, the new Joy DeGruy pack, with all of the Joy DeGruy material. All of those items are available individually. The brand new Joy DeGruy 2-hour DVD shot by award-winning documentary filmmaker team of Nick Broomfield and Mark Hofflin. The pledge level is $150 to support WBAI. We're offering up the 2-CD set. The pledge level for the 2-CD set of that talk is $60. You can play it in your car. It's amazing material. And the Joy DeGruy pack, we've got a $200 level pack that will include the 2-hour DVD as well as the 2-CD set. 212-209-2950. I will just need 15 of you calling and pledging at the $200 level to meet our goal for this hour, or 8 of you calling, pledging pledging at the dollar a day level. If you pledge at the dollar a day level, also we'll throw in the Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome book by Joy DeGruy. Individually, it's a $100 pledge, as well as the Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome Study Guide. The pledge level is $75 for that. All of that is in the dollar a day pack. I want to move quickly on to another clip now from this brand new Joy DeGruy, but to say, I want to put out a shout out. If somebody could pledge at the $1,000 level, that's going to give you six DVDs, 16 2D CD sets, and five DVD CD packs. So imagine how many inner city schools Joy DeGruy went to: Crenshaw High School in South LA, how many schools in South LA, in Ferguson, Missouri, and Mississippi, and Texas. You could send that material to 212-209-2950. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. I hosted that event. I'm so proud of this material. It was such hard work. I want to now go on to another clip of Dr. Joy DeGruy talking about the anniversary of the end of slavery, contrasting what happened in the UK, in England, and the United States about the two apologies for slavery by Congress that most people have never heard about. Let's go to that clip right now.
In 1526, Spanish explorers brought the first enslaved Africans to the Carolinas. Slavery was made illegal in the United States with the ratification of the 13th Amendment, 1865. Thus, Africans suffered the indignities of bondage for 339 years. That's just a rough estimate, because we're going to talk about what happens when you have laws and what happens to those laws. How many of you knew that the United States apologized for slavery? Twice. They did it twice. They did it in 2008 and then again in 2009. U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives. Now, here's what's important about this. Very few hands were raised. And I think that's odd, because even black people don't know that the United States apologized twice. So when it first happened, I thought, wow, did they just remember? Why not? Well, the reason is because in 2007, when I was in Europe, I was in London, the Prime Minister has invited all these folks over to do all of these lectures, because it was commemorating, the country was commemorating the 200th anniversary of the end of the slave trade in Europe. The 200th anniversary of the end of the slave trade for the United States would be 2008. Well, they had to do something. And the odd thing about it is we don't even know about it. Black people don't. And there's a reason why it was, again, hidden in plain sight, because once you apologize, then you're acknowledging, and then you have to explain it, and it would produce cognitive. Okay, so let's see what they did learn, though. They admitted and acknowledged the injustice, cruelty, brutality, and inhumanity of slavery and Jim Crow. Resolution states that the vestiges of Jim Crow continue to this day. African Americans continue to suffer from the consequences of slavery and Jim Crow long after both systems were formally abolished. How? Through enormous damage and loss, both tangible and intangible, including the loss of human dignity and liberty, the frustration of careers and professional lives, and the long-term loss of income and opportunity. They knew. They knew, but dared you to say anything about it. And these are the kinds of things that have come and go. How could every school not have acknowledged this? Why wasn't it all over the airwaves? Why weren't there festivals and consideration and acknowledgement? How come? Pretty important statement, don't you think? Well, here's part of the reason, and it has to do with the fact that American chattel slavery went hand in hand with dehumanization. See, we have something now we call oppression theory. And in fact, oppression theory basically says everybody's oppressed, so nobody's oppressed. So what we understand here is there's a huge difference between dehumanization. You see, why we demean, enslave, and exterminate others, because the moment I can dehumanize you, whether you're Hutu and a Tutsi, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about Nazi Germany, the moment I dehumanize you, I can exterminate you. Stay with me. Very important for you to understand that. We also know that this is considered what was has happened to Native people, what's happened to African people and other indigenous folks and Latinos, is the fact that this is a crime against humanity. It's actually written in the International Criminal Court records. But why didn't America pay for her sins? Because we've never even acknowledged the crime, you see. Oh, of course, the President Bush went over to the castles, was so overcome with emotion that he cried out, "This was a crime against humanity."
This was a crime against humanity. Dr. Joy DeGruy on fire. This is brand new material from Dr. Joy DeGruy. Never been offered before. We've got a DVD, The Pledge Level, $150, beautifully shot by the team of award-winning filmmaker, documentary filmmaker. A lot of people, a lot of you listening who attended that event, you wanted this material. This is the first time it's offering. I worked till nearly 6 o'clock yesterday evening at the station, from 4:45 in the morning, prepping this material for you to get it out to you today. Please call us at 212-209-2950. We have got an amazing pack where you get all of the Joy DeGruy material. You get this brand new 2-hour DVD. You get the 2-CD set of this talk. It's $60 pledge on its own. You get the those two together, $200 pledge. But if you want the dollar a day pack, I encourage you to get it. It includes the post-traumatic slave syndrome book by Dr. Joy DeGruy, $100 pledge on its own. The post-traumatic slave syndrome study guide book by Dr. Joy DeGruy, $75 pledge. The number to call is 212-209-2950. This is some of the most important material for all of us, whatever racial background we're from. We have to raise $3,000 during this hour. I'd like to thank Lynette Beaver for her pledge. Deidre, who's getting the dollar a day pack. I need 7 more of you getting the dollar a day pack. I really want to go on to for you to hear more of this material from the brilliant Dr. Joy DeGruy. You know, that 2-hour talk she gave, she told us at the beginning, this sums up a 10-week graduate level course that she tried to condense in a couple of hours. She says it's going to be intense because it is intense. Okay, so you can use this material. You can organize seminars, educators with your classes, churches, with your congregations, each and every one of us, every young person needs to hear this. The number to call is 212-209-2950. The dollar a day pack, you are going to be getting 2 DVDs, 2 CDs, 2 books, you know, and a pair of tickets. Unbelievable, unbelievable. Call 212-209-2950. Putting a call out for $1,000 pledge. You can get 2 DVDs. You'll get 6 DVDs, 16 2-CD set, 5 DVD CD packs. Call 212-209-2950. I quickly want to go on now to another clip from Dr. Joy DeGruy. I want you to hear every word of what she had to say. And here she's talking about how they're trying to clean out bad blood. What is this bad blood? And race as a concept and mankind as one. Let's go to that clip right now.
We also have to know that there is a bit of mythology around Aryan stuff. 20th century sociologist Max Weber says it well. While the nobility believe their superiority grows out of their own underived, ultimate, and qualitatively distinctive being, no one in favored circumstances want to admit the chanciness of privilege. The fortunate man is seldom satisfied with the fact of being fortunate. Beyond this, he needs to know that he has a right to his good fortune. He wants to be convinced that he deserves it, and above all, deserves it in comparison with others. Good fortune thus wants to be legitimate fortune. Innate qualities are necessary to prove the justice, the naturalness, the inalterability of the status quo. In the United States, in Samuel George Morton's Philadelphia, where the buying and selling of labor is extended into the 19th century, that turned into a justification for African slavery. Thus, the 19th century rage for races turned languages into people. The word Arya, meaning noble or spiritual in Sanskrit, came to be applied to an imagined superior race of Aryans. If someone is an Aryan, if you really want to look at it in a real way, geographic, they'd be Iranians, by the way. All mythical. So again, then the big issue was,
what's going to happen if we let all these color folks out? You're going to get some bad genes and some bad blood. We can't have the Jews and those Southern Europeans, because, you know, they mixed with the Moors and stuff. I'm just saying. And then you have Africans and Latinos. We got, what are we going to do? We need to breed better people. So the whole idea of eugenics was this movement to try to clean out the bad blood. Now, I showed you that slide about the majority of the world. The majority of the world is a world of color. Right, but we need to clean out the bad, defective genes of these people. In fact, how many of you are familiar with a movie called Rabbit Proof Fence? Okay, that practice of trying to breed better humans in Australia continued until 1970. I'm not going to talk about this man, although he made the cover of Time twice. He actually died awaiting trial for Nazi crimes. His answer to the bad blood was just euthanize all those people, kill them. So this man you probably heard little about because he has some good sense, Franz Boas. Unlike the others, Blumenbach and Linnaeus, he was so grounded in the natural sciences, Boas was aware that what differentiated the study of humankind from geography and zoology was the study of, here we go again, culture. But culture to Boas was not simply another synonym for civilization. And unlike many of his predecessors, he did not see culture as predestined to some kind of linear progression onward and upward until it resulted in equal to European society. He also rejected the corollary prejudice that those who, quote, hadn't arrived or whose societies differed from civilized European society were simply inferior members of the human race. So he was very different. And so he didn't get a lot of play. So now what do we know? Because we have CSI after all. Race is a concept of society that insists there is a genetic significance behind human variations in skin color that transcend outward appearance. However, race has no scientific merit outside of sociological classifications. Why? Because there are no significant genetic variations within the human species to justify the division of races. Mankind is one. Mankind is one. In fact, we are 99.99% the same. So if you want to make and quibble over some difference, I understand Asians have a different consistency of earwax. Go with that.
The number to call is 212-209-2950. You hear the passion in Dr. Joy DeGruy's voice. You hear she is just on fire. We're offering up this brand new 2-hour DVD shot by award-winning documentary filmmakers. It looks beautiful. It's something you want to put up on the big screen. The pledge level is $150. We're offering up the brand new Joy DeGruy, the 2-CD set of that speech. The pledge level is $60. You can get both the DVD and the CD set for the pledge level to support Sojourner Truth, support KPFK at the $200 level. You know, the Sojourner Truth team, I worked so hard pulling together this event at Holman United Methodist Church. We want to thank Holman. If you're a member of Holman, please call us. Get this material, 212-209-2950. We also have a dollar a day pack that includes all of the Joy DeGruy material. That means that you literally can have a full course playing with your high school students, with young people, with your church congregation. Joy DeGruy doesn't get to come to Los Angeles this often to give this talk. This was brand new material she went through. The dollar a day pack, you're going to be getting 6 items, 2 DVDs, 2 CDs, 2 books, including Joy DeGruy book. It's a $100 pledge on its own. The study guide, the post-traumatic slave syndrome study guide, a $75 level on its own. We have a goal of $3,000 for this hour. I need to make this goal, because if not, I can't continue to offer this material. And so many of you who attended that event came up to me. They said, Margaret, we want this material. We understand how precious it is. We understand how important it is. Please, how can we get it? It's being offered to you now. I'm going to make a call for it now. Don't blow it. If any of all the 1%, how about picking up the phone and calling 212-209-2950? If you could pledge $1,000 and donate donate some of this material to inner city schools, including to Crenshaw High School in South L.A., to Locke High School in South L.A., to schools from Ferguson, Missouri, and elsewhere. Please, if I just need six more people calling and getting a dollar a day pack, we will meet our goal. If you pledge a $1,000 level, or if you pledge at any level, make it a matching pledge. That way we can double your contribution here. Support the work of Sojourner Truth. I can't tell you how hard we work, practically our fingers to the bone, trying to put this event together and trying to get this material to you. It is so important. I want my daughter to hear it. You know, I want my nephew to hear this material. Every young person needs to hear this material. If you're black, you're brown, you're white, you're ethnic, you're Jewish, I don't care. This is material that is relevant to you. The number to call is 212-209-2950. Again, the dollar a day pack. Really get the pack, or you can get any of those items individually. I need at least six more of you calling right now to get the dollar a day pack. You heard Joy DeGruy talk about Carl Linnaeus and Johann Blumenbach. These were part of the people, Linnaeus especially, with the eugenics movement. Here's what our Carl Linnaeus said. Swedish naturalist. He said that there are four categories. He talks about the Americanus, the Europeanus, the Asiaticus, and the Afer, which were the Africans. Here's what he said about the Europeans. They're white, sanguine, brawny, with abundant long hair, blue eyes. They're gentle, inventive, and regulated by customs or laws. Now, here's what he had to say about the black people, the Africans. They're black, they're phlegmatic, they're relaxed, they got frizzy hair, they got a flat nose, the females are without shame, they're crafty, they're sly, they're lazy, they're careless. Okay? The devaluation of human life. This is still what's going on today. And that's why Ted Nugent could run around talking all that crap, even about President Obama. This is the time that we live in, people. The number to call is 212-209-2950. You dehumanize people, and then you could shoot them down like a dog, like they did with Michael Brown, or choke them to death like they did with Eric Garner. You dehumanize people, and then you can destroy them. Let us get this material so that all of us, whatever race we are, can have this conversation in a safe space and move forward. I want to go on now to another clip from Dr. Joy DeGruy, because she is just so brilliant. And I want you to hear about these slave-holding presidents. Thomas Jefferson. She's going to tell you what Thomas Jefferson said about black people. And how about the largest burial ground of slaves found in Wall Street in Manhattan? Yes, there was slavery in the North. And about how Jefferson tried to calm the mind of America. Let's go to that clip right now.
I close out my book with a soliloquy from Thomas Jefferson. He says, and I quote, he says, "Indeed, I tremble for my country when I consider that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever." Those are his words. This man was plagued with this feeling of dissonance to his grave, and still he did not free his enslaved Africans. He did not. And you know, you all remember the DNA scandal. Folks started clutching the pearls. Not Thomas. Please not. Everybody black knew about Sally Hemings. Everybody black knows about, my grandmother used to talk about Sally Hemings, right? And everybody black who has white people in the family, the white people don't know about them, supposedly, but we know about them, right? So it's nothing new. But let's see what Thomas Jefferson said. Now this becomes important because of who he is. Not just that we're talking about politics here, because if Thomas Jefferson said it, then it must be. So he eased the conscience of everyone, not only in this country, but around the world. So let's see what he said. He says, "Blacks smelled bad and were physically unattractive." Well, this is a little inconsistent with his behavior, isn't it? He goes on to say something even more egregious. He says that we required less sleep. Now, again, when you unpack this, we require less sleep. So you have to understand that he's saying that because he's trying to remove his cognitive. So now what we have to figure out is, what was a work day for an enslaved African? Can't see the can't see. That's what my people say. And then the Well, the politicians and the scientists says, well, wait a minute. Have you any empirical evidence to support? You people are so emotional. I'm sure they had lunch breaks and vacations away. How do you know? Isn't that what happens? If you don't have any empirical evidence, it simply didn't happen if you can't count it and measure it. Well, here's the thing. We can. We can first ask the folks that were enslaved. How about that? So here, Sarah Gudra, I just pulled one out of the thousands that I've read, never known nothing but work, never knew rest. Felt like my back was going to break. This the gospel truth. So you could ask them. But then something even more peculiar happened. Our ancestors unearthed themselves on Wall Street. Most people don't associate slavery with New York or the North. The truth is all 13 colonies had slavery. With estimates of 10 to 20,000 people buried in this 7-acre burial ground, it is considered the largest known site of its kind in the U.S. Blakey's analysis of human skeletal remains revealed that these men and women were literally worked to death. Well, how do you know? They suffered from enthesopathies, a condition resulting in the muscle detaching itself from the bone as a result of people being worked beyond human capacity. You lazy people, you. Now, who works so hard that the muscle detaches itself from the bone? You don't do that on purpose unless the gun is trained on you from sunrise to sunset. So let's go back. He then goes on to say that we're dumb, cowardly, and incapable of feeling grief. What dissonance was he experiencing that he would need to assert such an absurd thing? What was he doing that he needed to believe we could not feel grief? He was selling mothers away from their children and husbands away from wives and brothers away from sisters. He could not contend that they could feel grief because that would make them what? Like him. So he simply asserted it wasn't true, but truly he must have seen the grief. He heard the mother begging, please don't take him. He saw the tears and he heard the wails, and yet he asserted it so he could calm the mind of America.
Incredible material. Dr. Joy DeGruy, On Fire, brand new talk never offered before. It's a 2-hour DVD. The number to call is 212-209-2950. I need now to reach our goal for this hour. I need at least four more of you getting the Dollar a Day pack, where you will get the 2-hour DVD shot by award-winning documentary filmmakers. So it's beautiful. It's not like any DVD you generally get from us there. The 2-DVD set of the Joy DeGruy Talk. It's a $60 pledge on its own. For a $200 pledge, you can get the Joy DeGruy 2-hour DVD, and you could get the 2-CD set. But for a dollar a day, we will throw in the Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome book by Dr. Joy DeGruy, the Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome Study Guide by Dr. Joy DeGruy. Please call us at 212-209-2950. Put a shout out for a $1,000 pledge. I'm still waiting for that to come in. I want to make a last call for this incredible material. What Thomas Jefferson said about black people. They smell bad. They're physically unattractive. We require less sleep. We're dumb. We're cowardly. We're incapable of feeling human grief. This is when he's carrying on with Sally Hemings, a slave that had children with him. He started that relationship with Hemings when she was 14 years old and he was 44 years old. And she had something like 7 children or something with Sally Hemings. But this is what Thomas Jefferson, the great founding father of the United States, had to say. I need 4 more people getting the Dollar a Day pack. Call us at 212-209-2950. A lot of people don't know about that 7-acre burial ground of slaves on Wall Street where it was found when Blakey did the analysis of the human skeletons, that they died from overwork, okay, because the muscle detached from the bone. So he says you had to have a gun trained at your head in order to for that to happen. Please call us at 212-209-2950. I still need to raise another $1,500 before the top of this hour. If not, we're not going to make our goal. And I'm really going to be upset We don't make our goal for this. Post-traumatic slave syndrome, brand new talk from Dr. Joy DeGruy, a 10-week course that she condensed in 2 hours. So many of you who attended that event asked me, when is the material going to be available? Well, you know what? It's available now, and you're going to blow it, because if in the next 10 minutes I don't make our goal, we don't raise that money, this is the last call for this material, I can't offer it anymore, because we've got to pay the bills. I need you to support the work of Sojourner Truth. We work hard setting up this event. We work hard preparing this material for you, and Joy DeGruy making it so gracious for us. 212-209-2950. There's a clip that I just have to play. I just need to go on to the next clip, but I need to know that you're calling. I need some names of people to thank who have called. $1,000 pledge, you get 6 DVDs, 16 2 CD sets, 5 DVD CD packs, and you could give them out to everybody you know. $1 a day pack, you're going to be getting 6 items, 2 DVDs, 2 CDs, 2 books. What more can I tell you? 212-209-2950. If you want to take this 10-week course, or you want to have Joy DeGruy come and give this same material to you, it's going to cost you thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. You can get it for $1 a day right now. 212-209-2950. Support Pacifica Radio, the last bastion of listener-sponsored radio. I now want to go on to another clip from Joy DeGruy, talking about the man who wrote the hymn Amazing Grace, about a black man on display in the Bronx Zoo, about the LeBron James Richard Sherman controversies, if you don't know about that, and what was said about President Barack Obama. Let's go to that clip right now.
This is the Reverend John Newton. This is a quote taken from his memoirs. He says, "Slaves are lesser creatures without Christian souls and thus are not destined for the next world." But now, you see, he's saying this to remove his cognitive.
Right.
So let's see why. When the women and girls are taken on board a ship, naked, trembling, and terrified, they're often exposed to the wanton rudeness of white savages. The prey is divided upon the spot. Resistance or refusal would be utterly in vain. I send with a high hand. He was raping little girls and women for a long time. And then he penned the most popular and celebrated hymn in American history, which is
Amazing Grace.
Stay with me. How could any black man, woman, or child let pass from their lips that saved a wretch like me? How can you say it? He should sing it, but not you. You see, but you didn't know. You didn't know, and what you don't know can hurt you. So hundreds of years later, we are calling ourselves the wretch. Hidden in plain sight. How many of you knew that they put a black man in the Bronx Zoo? Now, this wasn't during slavery. This was 1906. This man, Otabinga, was put in the monkey cage in the Bronx Zoo, and people came to visit him. Not obscure, is it? But it didn't make it to your text. But guess who supported it? That would be the New York Times. This is a quote from them. "We do not quite understand all the emotion which others are expressing in the matter. It is absurd to make moan over the imagined humiliation and degradation Binga is suffering. The pygmies are very low in the human scale, and the suggestion that Binga should be in a school instead of a cage ignores the high probability that school would be a place from which he could draw no advantage whatever. The idea that men are all much alike, except as they have had or lacked opportunities for getting an education out of books, is now far out of date." So they supported that. And then they wondered, though, why we were a little upset about this. This is a 2008 first black man ever to appear on the cover of Vogue magazine, and that would be LeBron James. And they said, "Oh, yes, we will place you on the cover of Vogue magazine, but we will make you the animal we believe you are." When Vogue magazine was confronted with this photo, their official statement was, well, coincidence. Now, I want you to look closely. They got it down to the blue dress. In addition to that, look at the shoes that they insisted that he was wearing to symbolize toes. And in fact, his mouth is gaping open. But you see, this is LeBron James' legacy. But he would never have done that had he known maybe that. Hidden in plain sight. But you got to remember, this is 2008. And what I want you to understand about this, it's important, is it speaks to dehumanization. Are you following me? Okay, maybe this will be helpful. This was the huge hoopla, remember? And let's see what he said, because my thing about it was, what did Sherman actually say? Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me. Don't you open your mouth about the best, or I'll shut it for you real quick. That's what he actually said. Bragging, maybe a little bit. You know, maybe he's a little boastful. Got a lot of testosterone going on, hitting people and stuff. Maybe that's it. I don't know. And I'll sign off on all that. But I can't sign off. Guy's a freaking jungle monkey. You know, he's an ignorant ape. Deserves to get shot in his head. See, I want you to see, it doesn't fit now, does it? But he immediately became less than human. It gets worse. According to the Dallas Morning News, Ted Nugent stated publicly, I have obviously failed to galvanize and prod, if not shame, enough Americans to be ever vigilant, not to let a Chicago communist-raised, communist-educated, communist-nurtured, subhuman mongrel like the Acorn community organizer, gangster Barack Hussein Obama, to weasel his way up into the top office of authority in the United States of America. That would be 2014. And what I want you to understand about this, again, not just the ranting, because there's always fools about, but the pointed dehumanization.
The pointed dehumanization, and that was in 2014. 212-209-2950. I've got 1 minute. We need to raise another $1,000 to meet our goal for this hour. I need three people getting the Dollar a Day pack. This is a brand new Dr. Joy DeGruy. You haven't even heard, you know, a quarter of what she had to say. The number to call is 212-209-2950. I encourage you, please get the Dollar a Day pack. You can put it on a credit card over a three-month period. It's $121.67 a month. 212-209-2950. I only have about another 20 seconds to offer you this material. This is the last call during this hour for this material. The Dollar a Day pack, you're going to get two DVDs, two CDs, two books, all Dr. Joy DeGruy, including this two-hour beautifully shot DVD by award-winning documentary filmmakers, and the talk on a two CD set, the post-traumatic slave syndrome Joy DeGruy book, and also the post-traumatic slave syndrome study guide, and the healing passage DVD. 212-209-2950. I want to thank all of you who called and pledged. I want to thank Joy DeGruy. I want to thank all of us who have survived in these United States and in the diaspora, whatever mankind is that. Call us at 212-209-2950 to support WBAI. Keep calling us. We still have to raise another $1,000 in order for us to meet our goal. Don't disappoint me now by us not meeting our goal and not being able to offer this brilliant, amazing, brand new material from Dr. Joy DeGruy. I'd like to thank Kevin Walker for his work and the entire crew, Sherelle Withers, our intern. Keep calling us. 818-985-5735. Don't miss out on getting this material. I don't want to run into you and you tell me, Margaret, I blew it. Don't blow it. Pick up the phone. Don't sit on your hands. Call us. 212-209-2950. Thank you. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. We'll be right back.
for supper, baby. Serve you right. You gonna live alone. So bad, baby, you drove me out of my mind. You have a feeling so bad, baby. I was walking on borrowed time. Now wait a minute, this is the best part of the whole song. I went to see the doctor, baby, find out what he gonna do. Went to see the doctor, baby, find out what he gonna do. Got my own. Now watch it here. Doctor got my own, baby. Got my own milk. Got my own clean. You know I'm drinking alcohol. Doctor got my own, baby. Got my own milk. Got my own clean. You know I'm drinking alcohol, baby. You got my mind, babe. I know you got my mind, babe. You got my mind, mister. Senda, 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 senda. We gotta do a little Muddy Waters style on. Gotta take it to the South Side, Chicago, baby. On a licking stick, Mr. Magic Dick. Little Chicago style, come on, baby.